concerts in the roof gardens of the Aragon and other hotels. So I was one of the 20th set at that time. My money was limited, but I spent everything I could get my hands on to have a good time, as though there was no tomorrow.
Okay, how about some big cities in Alabama?
Mobile, mm-hmm. The Great Port,
right.
And now Avondale has moved shipbuilding mm-hmm. into Alabama and into the South, which has become possibly one of the largest in the world. And it has industrialized itself tremendously. And I feel that this is due to the fact that a number of years ago taxation was kept down, and this was an inducement to capital to move into an area where labor could be secured and they would not be taxed out of their britches. Massachusetts is now nicknamed Taxatusetts because of the high tax on its people.
Right. Yeah. How about the capital of Alabama, left hand? It also begins with M. Let's see.
Not Mobile.
No.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
Oh, hooray. I'm getting tongue-tied. Montgomery, incidentally, was the first capital of the Confederacy. The cabinet was formed and so forth in Montgomery before it removed to Richmond. And they issued banknotes for the Confederacy from Montgomery, including a $1,000 denomination note. Richmond never issued a denomination larger than $500. We the Confederacy, also seized the United States Mint in New Orleans and used up what silver was on hand to strike a few Confederate dollars using the United States dies for the reverse of the coins. Mm-hmm. But these are very, very rare.
Okay, how about a couple more? Some cities in Tennessee, like big places.
Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis mm-hmm. on the Mississippi. Often in the 20s and driving from Atlanta, we would go to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And from Chattanooga, if the roads were clear, we would go through Nashville to reach Louisville. But if the roads were not clear, on several occasions, we have had to go through Knoxville and through Cumberland Gap before we could reach Louisville, where there was a bridge across the Ohio River, in order to go up through Indianapolis, Kokomo, on up through South Bend, and up.
Mm-hmm. Is there a resort city in the western part of North Carolina, offhand, that's known for a resort?
Asheville.
Yeah.
Asheville I was acquainted with as a child. Before I was born, my family would go to Asheville for the summer. Usually my mother would spend the entire summer and my dad would come up for his 2 weeks vacation. They would go by rail to Asheville and then catch the Murphy Line, which ran from Asheville through Canton, through Waynesville, and out to Murphy. Later, as I remember, we went to the little town of Clyde, just beyond Canton, and stayed at a boarding house, which was the common thing in those days. And you had your meals, you had room service, that is, they would clean your rooms and make the beds and this, and it was a typical country boarding house with good food, mm-hmm. and you would make little hikes, mountain trips, and this from there is recreation, or play croquet on the lawn, or a little softball. These people churned their own butter. They had a spring house, no refrigeration. Everything was kept in this spring house.